This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. With two Democratic state senators resigning their seats just weeks after winning re-election, the spotlight is back on how Colorado fills vacancies in the legislature. CPR's Benta Berkland explains, currently those appointments come from a small committee of local party members, and that is raising concerns.
The Colorado Democratic Party is calling for reforms. Party Chair Shad Marib noted that special elections, yes, they're expensive, but he said appointments don't involve the same level of public input and scrutiny. And also, as I mentioned, it gives the winner a big advantage of incumbency going into what might otherwise be kind of a vigorous primary.
CPR's Benta Berkland. And Colorado clerks have wrapped up their audit of this year's election. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The process used randomly selected ballots to verify that each county's election equipment accurately recorded voters' intentions. County canvassing boards will meet next Wednesday to officially certify the vote. After that process, election officials will begin recounts in any races that ended up close enough to require them. That includes a state house district in Colorado Springs, where a Republican challenger appears to have unseated a Democratic representative by 7 votes. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And Colorado facing a good amount of winter weather this week, especially for the high country. Vail under a winter storm warning with a 100% chance of heavy snow tomorrow. This is CPR News, and it's 9:06.